All right. Hey, we're going to get started here. We're running just a little bit behind. And so I'm going to catch up and make this happen right here. How many of y'all enjoyed that time there breaking up into your groups? Was that helpful? Helpful there? Was that good? Good deal. Appreciate it. Appreciate that time. Appreciate all the leaders who helped make that time happen there. Huge, huge, huge. Here, hey, I'm going to just be covering what a healthy leader is right now. And just so you got it, in case I don't get to this later, everything we share today, I know that I haven't given you an actual chapter and verse right now, but 2 Timothy 4, 14 through 16, 2 Timothy 4, 14 through 16 is one of my favorite leadership texts because I think it defines things very clearly here. Do not neglect the spiritual gift you received through the prophecy spoken over you when the elders of the church laid their hands on you. Give your complete attention to these matters. Throw yourself into your task so that everyone will see your progress. Keep a close watch, verse 16, on how you live and on your teaching. Stay true to what is right for the sake of your own salvation and the salvation of those who will hear you. So clear there. We're going to throw ourselves into our task. Why? Not for just our salvation, but for the salvation of others. Did you track that? So that's why we're going to do it. That's why we're going to continue to do it. And so I'm going to be careful on how I live and what I teach and where I'm going, right? That's what leaders do. So there's a how you live, healthy teams, and so the progress of others so that more people meet Jesus. Is that good? Really simple. Okay, so I want to share with you a little bit about staying healthy. Have you ever noticed that in life, everybody pretty much has the same goals? Everybody wants to lose weight. Am I right? And the people who want to gain weight, we just don't like them, okay? We just don't like them. I mean, I'm just being honest. How many people want to do better financially? How many people want to have a better marriage? Nobody wakes up and says, you know what? I don't think that's a good goal anymore. But the difference between having an idea or a goal to making it a reality is having a plan. Everybody wants to be healthy. It's a matter of the discipline of the plan so that we'll stay healthy. And so this is probably out of all the sessions I'm doing right now, this is probably the most helpful to you today. About how do you stay healthy in the midst of life and specifically a leader? Because we want you to be healthy, okay? Every church has the same goals. Reach people, make heaven bigger, hell smaller. Every church has the same goals. The difference is the plan in which they get there, the strategy. That's the difference. Okay, so here we go. Mark 1:35. I'm not going to teach a lot of verses. Jesus is, this is the first thought here. Jesus on daybreak, he was at a meeting really late. He was at a church meeting late the night before. How many of you have ever been late to a church, late, like working late, cleaning up and stuff? If not, see us. We will help you. So he got, in the morning, he got up before daybreak and he's praying. And everybody else woke up because they slept in. And they're looking for Jesus, and they're like, where are you? And so they said, everybody's looking for you. And then he goes on here in verse 38. But the first thing recorded here is Jesus replies, we must go. Everybody say those three words. We must go. They're so powerful. Because in the midst of being tired, he had a, we must go. What must we do? We must go. And because there's other people to reach. Got to catch this. It's people. Not a task, because this is why I came. When we get tired, and ministry will get you tired. Ministry will get you fascinated. That's another way to say frustrated. It's a really positive way. It will. But what we have to be willing to, how do we get that? We must go. We got to, and listen to me, we got to have a daily devotion. Listen, I say this all the time. If I were to help you do anything, if I were to help anybody in our church All four locations, anybody that shows up, if I could give you one thing, it would be the love for a daily devotion with Jesus. Because there is nothing like it on the planet. I can help you be a better leader, but if without that discipline of devotion, it doesn't work. See, Jesus knew the key of we must go, that vision, that energy. He knew his purpose. He knew it was about people, not a task. Did you catch that? How many of y'all want to be like Jesus? I do. See, so it's that daily devotion. Jesus, I've heard it said right here in Mark, he was on the verge of getting burned out. Jesus was about to get burned out, but he knew how to get refueled. His time with the Father. So it's where there's a passion for people. See, a disciplined devotion produces a love for Jesus. And a love for Jesus will give you a passion for people. If we want to be a healthy church full of leaders and teams that love God and love people, we got to have a daily devotion. We got to go back to, and I say this all the time, I'm going to show my age. Back in the day, we were always talking, did you have your quiet time? How many of y'all remember the word quiet time? Oh, yeah. You're not over 50, but you remember. Yeah, you're just like, I was like, wow, there we go. Good. It's sleeping down. Come on. That was good. But a love for Jesus, like that quiet. Did you have your time with Jesus? We should just make that a part of our conversation all the time. Because that's so true. How many of y'all believe that's true? Come on. That's tweetable. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Okay, let's look at another time, Jesus, Matthew 14. John the Baptist just gets beheaded. John the Baptist is a big deal to Jesus. He led the way to Jesus. He just gets beheaded. This is serious. And so John's disciples came for his body. They buried it, and they told Jesus what happened. And as soon as Jesus heard the news, he left to be by himself. And he got himself a boat. I'm not telling you to get a boat. I don't want a boat. I got enough things to care for in my life. But what I'm trying to say is he separated himself. And he processed. And he got back in the battle there. Right away, he left not to be alone, to get refueled, to get back. And then it says he had compassion on them and healed their sick. If we want to be leaders that are healthy, healing the sick, and compassionate, we got to go back here. We got to go. We got to go. You with me? People, they'll disappoint you. They'll desert you. And some up and die on you. It happens. And if we don't learn to manage our own souls, we'll never be healthy leaders. So here's three questions. Many of you heard these just recently. I'm going to share them again because I think they're so powerful. You got to take a picture of this, write these down. I do this regularly, and it's helping me. It's so helping me. What's happening to me? I label it. This is what's happening to me. This is what happened to me. I was hurt. I was disappointed. I was offended. This is what happened to me. I write them down. It helps me. But I don't stop there. What's happening inside of me? Inside of me, maybe I'm shrinking back. Maybe inside of me, I'm not leaning forward. Maybe inside of me, there's a challenge. Does that make sense? But never stop there. Go to the next question. What is God doing with me? I'm telling you, if you were to have one conversation this coming week with another leader, with somebody, this would be the conversation right here. It'll help you. I'm trying to help your soul. I'm trying to help the inside of you. Because I don't just want more work to be done. I want you to be healthy and in love with Jesus. That's what my heart is. That's what our prayer is. I want you to process what's going on because life happens to us. Cars break down. Christmases aren't what they could be. Hospital visits. Am I right? All these things happen. But we got to go back to these things here. See, a processed soul is a healthy soul. And a healthy soul is a life that's full. I just gave you two tweetable points there. Come on. What I'm trying to say is when you process what's happening in your soul, oh, that's healthy. This is what God's doing with me. And then when I'm healthy, my life is full and I'm able to give to others, right? But if I got to walk through some very difficult situations, I'm walking through some really difficult, painful situations in my life. This is helping me. Is that good? I want to go to the third one. I'm moving right along. Third one. In Timothy here. 2 Timothy 1:6. This is why I want to remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift that God gave you. There's a spiritual gift in you. And this picture is like embers that you have to fan into flame. Embers you got to fan into flame. There's a time when all of us as leaders and people and like Christians, that the fire in our heart is starting to go out. What do we do then? Not if, when. Oh, we need true Sabbath rest. We need all these things. But we need to get filled up. But there's two things I want to talk to you about. When the embers of your heart start to go out, we need the Holy Spirit to breathe on us. Listen to me. If good gifts, that means everybody's gifting what they do for God, were to bring back the second coming, Jesus would have already come back. We need more than just good gifts and to get better. We need to get healthier and get filled with the Holy Ghost. Filled with the Holy Spirit. I was just challenged recently. One of our accountability team on the phone, we were just chatting. This is what he challenged me. This was a couple, like, I want to say 3 months. It was in September. It was right on the church anniversary. I think that was 3 months ago. I'm having trouble finding it in my head right now. And he challenged me. He said, Brother Rick, how long are you praying in the Spirit every day? I got away from it. How much are you just spending time in love with Jesus? So I want to tell you, I've just been going back, I'm just praying in the Holy Ghost. I mean, I'm just going for it. I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to build myself up on my most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm telling you as a leader, you got to have a passion for Jesus, like that Holy Ghost passion. That I love Jesus. I'm going to pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to love him. And so we can't reach the world on our gifts alone. It's going to take the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, we got to get back to that's what produces a fire in my heart. Do you know what I've been going back to? Just listening to worship music. I got a couple songs right now. I was over at Brighton Heights with their leaders the other night. I'm on the way home in the car. I'm just weeping. I just got these couple songs. They're like my jam. Did you ever get that song? Don't you hate when the song gets old? I'm still in the sweet spot. But I'm weeping. I'm weeping in my heart. And I'm weeping and crying before God. Just saying, man, I need this. I'm just in love with Jesus. I'm going to pour my heart. I'm going to pour my life on you. That's where I want to live. That's how the embers of my heart get burning hot. And you may say, well, worship's not my thing. I'm asking you to make it your thing. No, I mean it, because this is what enlightens us. This is what fires us up. And get back to worship music. Turn off the chaos. Turn off the other stuff. I mean, Hallmark is good. But turn off all the other stuff. Turn it off. And just get in love with Jesus. Listen, this is what I want to tell you. Because this brings health. And when your ember starts to go out, go find somebody that's on fire and just stand by them. Amen. That's what you do with embers when they're starting to go. You push them all together. You allow the Holy Spirit to... And then you push them together. And pretty soon there's fire again. And don't make it more complicated. Be in love with Jesus. Get around people that will light you up. Because the people that are Holy Spirit filled are on fire with the Holy Spirit, and they're contagious to other people. People say, well, how do I get energy? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Get around people who have energy. Let the fire of God burn in your soul again. Because I love Jesus. That's our cry. And as leaders, that's our cry. And that's where I want you to live, because that's healthy leaders. So this is what I'm going to say. And this is why this is important. You got to catch my heart. I'm going to switch gears here. And I'm... Man, this is why this is important. It's not so that we can have a cooler church. I gave up trying to be a cool church long ago. My job is not to be cool. I'm not trying to impress people. It's the joy of getting older. I mean it. I'm being honest with you. That's not a. There are people that are far from God, that have lives that are full of chaos and confusion and hurt, and they're far from God, and they're confused about who God is, and either they've given up on who God is, or they're given up on their marriage, or they're given up on their kids, or they're given up on life, and they're filled with all this stuff, and they need what we have. They need Jesus. And if we forget that, it's going to be all about making a monument for ourselves. And I don't want Bridge City Church to be a monument to me or you. I want it to be some place that Jesus wants to put his name on. And that takes leaders who are healthy, who have a devotion time, who have the fire of God, who have processed their soul, love Jesus and love one another. And I believe that's what makes us who we are. That's what's at stake. And this will bring us courage, because a leader who lacks courage, or lacks confidence, excuse me, the team will lack commitment. So it's for people far from God. But when I lack that love for Jesus, that health, people lack commitment. Let's do what matters. Amen? Can I just pray for you right now? I just have in my heart to pray, and then I know we're going to switch gears here in just a minute here. Father, I just pray for all these great leaders here today, Lord, and I just ask you, God, to light us on fire for you. God, that there would be a passion in your church. There would be such a passion for Jesus, such a passion for life, and such a passion for who you are. That's so contagious that people can't help to want to come and see you, Jesus. And let them see you. Let them experience you through us, Lord. Not just experience us, that we have it together, but you're the one who puts us back together. God, stir in our hearts that love again. God, just do it, Lord. Holy Spirit, come. And do what you do best, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thanks for letting me share my heart. Hey, Pastor John and Pastor Nick are going to come up, and they're going to share some bad words at Bridge City Church. And there you go. Come on up, guys. You guys are great. Give them a hand. Come on.
All right, so we're going to have a little bit of fun here. So you don't have to raise your hand, but I just want you to shout out right now your favorite bad word. See, they're already ahead of the game.
They're ahead of the game already.
I'm just glad none of you shouted out any other A words.
Listen, that was a real passionate, like, Holy Spirit moment, and we got to come up here and do a comedy act.
Well, I think the Holy Spirit fell on someone's
heart. I'm weeping in the front
row
praying, and then we got to come up here and do this.
Well,
now
transformation happened because they jumped the shark, whatever that means.
That's from an old TV show. There's some older people in the room that could explain it to us,
including
you.
Is that like putting
the
cart before the horse? I don't know.
I don't know.
I have to go do my quiet time.
Go ahead. You done? Don't fall asleep. You're old now.
Praise the Lord.
There we go.
My child won't let me.
Yeah, there's been a lot of people swearing at Bridge City Church recently,
though.
Tons
of people swearing.
What's your favorite swear word? You have one.
Oh. Cover your ears.
Earmuffs.
Volunteers.
I have a favorite, like, statement.
Oh,
I learned it from Patrick Van Horn. It's fiddlesticks. Oh, fiddlesticks. But here, no, seriously, yours is volunteer. That's your favorite?
You know what?
Mine's actually the opposite of that.
What's that?
Because volunteer is a horrible word.
It's a horrible
word. It's a horrible swear word. You should bite your tongue. Do it right now.
No.
Here, stick your tongue out. Watch. The word you should be used is servant.
See, every time, see, right?
Clap for us, Pastor Rick.
Every time Christine gets mad at me, she says, "You're such a volunteer." I said, "I bind that in the name of Jesus. I'm a servant."
No, because volunteers show up when they want to.
And leave when they want to.
Right. They show up when they want to, and they leave when they want to. And they don't even click planning center. They just bring their little paper. Here, can you sign this? Just let them know I'm here. I need to take it in for my community service.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that happens in McKeesport.
And in North Braddock. Murraysville. Probation is this.
I got to let my PO know I'm here. I go, can you sign this for me?
But seriously, though. This idea of being a volunteer, this word is a swear word. It's a dirty word because Jesus didn't ask us if we wanted to be a part of it. He gave us the opportunity to be a part of it. And because we get the opportunity to be a part of it, we get to be servants. We don't got to be servants. We get to be servants.
And we don't have to serve.
We don't have to serve. We get to serve. Because here's the difference between a servant and a volunteer. A volunteer comes when they want and leaves when they want. A servant is bound to the master. And that doesn't mean your connection group leader, your team leader, your campus pastor is your master, because all of us are servants bound to the master, Jesus. And that's why we don't say dirty words like volunteers. We gladly call ourselves and model the idea that we're
Amen.
Servants.
Hey, Pastor Rick, Dad, I don't have any cash because I'm a millennial. You have any cash in your pocket? I was going to throw it down at his feet right there. I don't have cash.
Just Venmo
it. It's in your briefcase.
Now, what's your favorite dirty word?
Like, well, I know. Well, Van Horn shouted it out. He kind of ruined our opening shtick right there. But we wanted people to actually swear.
Beep.
But announcement.
Now, why is that a dirty word? Because you know what? I mean, I've been in church many, many years. I go to other churches and they say, now is the time for the announcement. They get really like.
And they start talking about chili cook-offs and
They
the
tell
yarn
people they're
sale.
In the bulletin.
It's in the bulletin. Let's get your bulletin.
But why is that a bad word? Because I've learned. I've been sanctified, and I know why it's a bad word, but why is that a bad word?
It is
Pastor?
A bad word because announcements are just transferring information. Mm. What's the opposite of an announcement?
The opposite of announcement is a vision opportunity, and I've had people say, like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
But it makes people move forward.
Because a vision opportunity, as opposed to an announcement that's just an impartation of information, a vision opportunity is a call to action.
Ooh.
Because servants respond.
That was some vision right there. You know what I did today just for you? I wore my glasses.
Thank you.
Just for you.
That's how I knew it was you.
It was vision.
You know what? Wearing your glasses is probably, this is another dirty word of mine, but it's probably easier, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Than putting in your contact. See, easy is another word that we don't say here.
It's dirty.
It's dirty, nasty.
It's a dirty word.
And you know why it's dirty? Because advancing the kingdom isn't easy.
It wasn't supposed to be easy.
You don't need the Holy Spirit to do easy things.
Ooh.
But the
Wait. Say it again.
You don't need the Holy Spirit to do easy things.
There we go. I think the people in the back heard it.
But what we do need the Holy Spirit for is to make the very complicated things and hard things we're called to do
simple.
How many of you owned a car from 20 years ago? Right? But it's not easy working on a car, but because the engine was simpler than they are now, it's not only more, it's more easy, but the thing of it is, it's not as complex. And complex things have more things to break down. So we don't look to do easy stuff. We look to do hard stuff in the simplicity
right.
of the Holy Spirit.
I'm not stupid, but I am simple.
And simple is
as simple does. You know, there's another cuss word.
Don't say it. Please don't.
Listen. I need to say it.
I'm going to need so much
confession after this. I just need to say it. That we need more people. We need more people to hear this, and we need more people. We just need.
See.
My team needs more people.
And some of you are like, why is people a dirty word?
It's just the way it is. I just need.
No. We don't need. Because you know why? God doesn't respond to need.
Wait. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you share a vision opportunity on why need is a dirty word?
Because we don't need, we have everything we need.
Ooh. Does anybody have a dollar?
Shama. Shaba daba doo. But we don't need. And when we live in a needy mindset, we're not needy people.
We are not needy people.
We don't need people on our team.
But you know what we do have?
We get to invite people. Tell
them. This is what we have. You ready? Can you hold my mic for me?
For me. Hello? Hello?
Ring.
We have a vision.
Woo.
That is big.
Woo.
And we're always going to have room for more people. I was getting ready to run around and look for a prayer blanket. But
get a courtesy cloth and a catcher for
your
the next one.
Your belly came out.
Shaba.
We have a vision that requires more.
Yes.
And it's always going to require more. If it stops requiring more, we must request a meeting with Pastor Rick and the elders. Yeah. We must. If your team gets to a point where it doesn't require growth, we have a problem. Mm-hmm. And you should start cussing. Hang around Pastor Gary. You'll learn some other words.
So we're not going to do an announcement because we need more volunteers because things aren't easy.
Woo! And last but certainly not least, we are not going to get people. Here we go.
Plugged in. Ew.
I'm not an outlet.
No.
What are we going to do?
We're going to get people connected.
To who?
To Jesus.
And then? Jesus' people.
People and their calling. So we're going to give them a connection card
to take to the connection point so they can join
a connection group so we can invite them to leadership. Oh, you guys are great. Pastor Rick, is there any bad words you want to say after that display?
Very much. Come on. Let's give those guys a hand. I appreciate that. It was just a humorous way to communicate some things and what we believe. Hey, real quick, Pastor Nick, since you have a seat, why don't you come on back up? And Pastor Eric, come on down. Let's give them a big hand right here. Thank you guys for doing that. Pastor John, thank you. Pastor Nick, thanks for doing that. Take it away.
I'm going to catch my breath. So we get the privilege of honoring our leaders from our campuses. And for Murraysville, one of our leaders that I'm going to recognize, our group leader, she's actually not here. She's at the hospital with her husband. Right now, everything's stable. Everything's fine. But Heather Hutfliss is the person I'm going to recognize from Murraysville as a connection group leader. And still going to honor her. Mike's the one being tended to, just so you guys are all aware and can pray for him. But Heather, as a group leader, she actually has two apprentices. Every night, when we have a group on the same night. So I'm here with my group, and every time I'm here, I see her carrying in this board, this vision board, prayer board. There's like all this, and she almost always have snacks And like when we get done, they're still here like laughing and joking, and I feel like such a terrible leader. But you know, but I'm highlighting Heather as like such a phenomenal group leader and what she's doing, and not just thinking about herself, but always looking to grow other apprentices, keep ladies connected, and sending them out to go start their own group. So Heather Hudfliss is the one as the group leader. For Murrysville, our team leader, that I want to recognize, has been doing such a phenomenal job. You know, we talk about the importance of kids' ministry, that it's not babysitting, it's not just watching kids for a while, it's ministering the gospel. And someone who's doing such a phenomenal job here at Murrysville is Ashley Prokopic. Can we just stand up? Ashley's helped so much with not just doing her role, her job, but like getting other leaders involved. I know it's a team of leaders that are working together with the nursery, the 0-4 room, and all the kids' rooms. And Ashley's building stuff in the back when we were renovating the new space back there, and just always willing to show up and train people, get other leaders involved, not just do everything on her own. So such an awesome asset to the Murrysville, especially the kids, kids ministry team. So thank you, Ashley. We honor you today.
Pastor Eric just said I disappeared. I can't hide anywhere. Never been able to hide. We have two people that we are going to honor from the White Oak campus, and our connection group leader that I want to honor is Nicholas Cheddar. If you could stand up, ought to check if you don't know him, but the things that I want to speak about Nick is, number one, his heart to grow other men and encourage them and equip them with the Word of God. And that comes from a place of knowledge and desire to grow in his own life. And every single week, I get his plan for his connection group. And I look at it, and I read through it, and I'm just in awe of the work and the passion and the preparation that he puts into his connection group. And I talk to the guys that go to his group, and I know that sometimes they don't go through the plan, and that's because of the preparation and the prayers and the time that you've put in to allow for the Holy Spirit to move through your connection group. And I know you're apprenticing somebody, and people are going to launch out of your group. And to speak about the way that you want to grow the kingdom, you weren't able to lead a connection group last semester because you were finishing up school. And this semester, you were so excited to launch your group again. And you can look at things and say, "It's I don't have time." You launched a new business, busier than ever, but you put the kingdom first. And Nick, I just want to thank you so much for everything that you're doing. And it's an honor and privilege to serve the kingdom with you and to see you grow other people. And this next person that we're going to honor as a team leader, she is the definition of a servant. And that's Kimberly Broop. I had known that Kimberly was going to be the person that I was going to honor at the White Oak campus, but it was confirmed by numerous people that you were going to be the person, and it was confirmed by people that go to other campuses, because of the influence that you have within Bridge City Kids throughout the church. And Kim, I just want to thank you so much for your heart for the next generation, your heart to serve, your heart to serve others, your heart to encourage the teams and to bring fresh ideas and to bring excellence in everything that you do. And I know you already have the Bridge City Church sweatshirt, but you're going to get the Bridge City Church hoodie now. And Kim, we can't thank you enough for everything that you're doing within the White Oak campus and within Bridge City Church as a whole. Thank you so much.
Amen. Hey, let's get Kim, Pastor Nick, Pastor Eric, thank you so very much. And Pastor Eric, thank you for putting together, hosting everything. Somebody with a camera that can video, just run up here just real quick. We're going to video a note for Heather and Mike in the hospital right now. Can somebody who can record it, just come up here. Get. Okay, good deal. Amen. Yeah, just get everybody in here. I want you all look over in this direction. And yeah, we're getting different. And on count of three, we're going to say, we love you, Heather. Okay, we're just going to say that real loud. Can we demonstrate that to her right now? Oh, let me get out of the way. Okay. Okay, y'all ready? One, two, three.
We love
you, Amen. Amen. So that, and we can send a note to Mike and say you're praying for him too, for those of you that got his number and all. I appreciate that. Amen. Hey, isn't it fun to honor people? Isn't it fun to be a leader at Bridge City Church? Isn't it fun? Come on. It should be fun. It should be a joy. And hey, real quick, what I want you to do, how many of y'all heard something that was helpful to you today? Anybody hear anything that was helpful? Was anything, you got something that was helpful? What I want you to do, we're going to take just a couple minutes, just those around you, just maybe two, three people, four people, just share, hey, this was helpful to me today. I just want you right now, right where you are, just share with one another, hey, this was helpful to me today. Just find somebody if around you, or if you have to move out across the aisle, I want you to verbally say, this was helpful to me today. I heard this and it was helpful. Ready? Go. All right. Here we go. Hey, if you could all bring it back in, I'd greatly appreciate it. And sounds like we've been having a good morning together. And very, very good. I said something to somebody a couple minutes ago. I said, the way you all interact, it's like you like each other. It's like, it's amazing. And I have people tell me that all the time. People say, it's like everybody in this church loves each other. I'm like, what were you a part of? People tell me that. I'm like, I thought that's what we were supposed to do. And I just can't, on behalf of the all the campus pastors and the elders, and just thank you so very, very much for everything you do, and I really, really appreciate it. I'm just going to share a couple things, miscellaneous thoughts that I have. They are pertaining to leadership. I just have some things I've been wanting to say. It's like, yeah. And then I'm going to go over some dates with you. So let me just give you a couple thoughts. I kind of left all these things at the end, the things I could say, but just in addition to saying thank you, and I appreciate and love you, and just so, so appreciative of everything you're doing. Just a couple thoughts here. There's a slide there, Alice, on systems create behaviors. I'm just going to give you a leadership thought. This is what I typically do on Monday mornings with our staff, and this is just a thought that I've had, and it was spurred, I think, by Craig Rochelle, if I recall correctly. It's from him. That's Craig Rochelle. If systems create behaviors. Behaviors create habits. Habits create outcomes. A lot of times, in leadership, all those who you work a job, you want a different outcome, but we don't know how to create a different outcome. Typically, the problem is the system. The system is the way things get done. The decisions that need to be made to get it done, okay? And then they create behaviors. And then when you repeat behaviors, that becomes a habit. That's the difference between a behavior and a habit, right? I can have a good prayer time tomorrow, but then not pray again for the rest of the month. That's not a habit, right? But when I pray every day, and I'm spending time with Jesus and love with him, that's a habit. I'm trying to differentiate. And so a lot of times we want a different outcome, but what we have to do is go backwards to the system that we have. How are people getting information? How are they getting encouraged? How are they getting the why? How are they getting the strategy? Does that make sense? And then because they create behaviors. In all of our campuses, we have behaviors. Some are really, really great. Some are good, and some could probably be tweaked a little bit. The problem is when the wrong behaviors become a habit. Then you got to go back and redo them. Okay? So I'm just sharing this with you. I'm not going to go deep with it, but I just thought it might be helpful. Because sometimes it's like, okay, what do we have? Do we have a system problem, a behavior problem, or do we have the wrong habit? Habits are hard to break. If you have a bad habit, they're hard to break, right? But when you get good habits and people are in habit of playing center, and when you have leaders that have a habit that they read their emails, that you have revival about to happen. I'm just telling you right now. I'm serious. I'm just telling you right now, if you're a leader here, will you please open it? Second to a quiet time at your home to help you with the devotional, I would come and just click the mouse. I would click it for you, but I can't. I can't drive to everybody's house and do that. But if you would, literally, I'm going to give you some. I have found the reason why people don't respond on Planning Center. It's because some leaders have a habit that they don't read emails from their pastor and from their church. You're sowing the wrong seed and you're reaping the wrong harvest. I'm trying to help you. I really am. See, if we have a habit of doing that, then what I'm going to reproduce who I am, not what I say. I reproduce who I am. If I do it, if I'm following, other people will follow. The best leaders are the best followers. Right. I want you to catch this. The best followers make the best. You can't be a leader without being a good follower. I need to be a good follower. And with NRP, I serve on the council. I serve with Pastor Keith. I want to be a great follower. I want to sow the right seed. Amen? Second thought to help with systems here is this, under this. I would like to see us, you know, this one church in four locations. I would like to see a little more cross-pollinization with going to another location to see how they do things. Now, that doesn't mean when you're serving, you can text the campus pastor at 5 after the time the worship time starts and say, oh, forgot to tell you, not coming. That's not under authority, okay? What I'm saying is talk with your campus pastor or who you report to and say, is there somebody we could bring here from one of the other locations to give us a different, like, perspective? Or is there somewhere you want me to go? Be in submission with it. Be in submission to this. So that doesn't mean everybody's a free-for-all. That means you're going to be under authority. You're going to make it better under your guardrails. You're going to be under, hey, is there somebody we should bring here? Or is there somewhere we can go to learn? I would love to see a little more of that because a lot of times the exact thing we need is in your church. It just isn't in your building. It's a different mindset. Y'all got that? So I'd really like to see it. Now I really like it when people, and this has happened several times, they get mad at me. And they say, well, I'm upset with what's going on here. I'm going to go to White Oak. I think that's the funniest thing I ever heard in my life. I just love it. Literally, this has happened several times, White Oak or somewhere else or an earthquake. And that's like, and then I'll show up there. And they're like, and then I see them at the next campus. This is beautiful. This is hilarious. I mean, talk about like what we're doing isn't mattering. I'm just telling you right now. It's like we're trying. So those are just a couple thoughts about reading emails and about sharing these things. And last thing I want to say, and then I'm going to go into the dates, is I just want to thank all the campus admins for everything they're doing. Cheryl at White Oak and Sarah at White Oak, Cheryl at North Braddock. Where's Bridget? I know Bridget is at Wright Heights, and Heather is in here today from Murraysville. I just want to let you know, like, and this is what I tell our people at Murraysville all the time. I say, listen, when they speak, when Heather's taught giving you a direction, it's as if I'm giving you a direction. It's just like if Pastor Eric is, or my wife, they speak on behalf of me. And so when you respect them, you respect order. And we love order, don't we? Amen. Amen. Okay, last but not least. Hey, let's go over some dates here. And I told you about what we're going to do in 2023. Hopefully that got you lip. The dates to remember for 2023, you're going to have to write these down. You don't have them in writing or print right now. Let's hit that first the first set there. Holiday events here. On Sunday, December 18th, at all of our locations, there's going to be the song. The kids are going to be doing, Do You Hear What I Hear? And that's the whole series that we're doing. This week is on Do You Hear What I Hear? Next week is Do You See What I See? And the last week is A Child. And it's all about, it's a song. It's great. It's invite people. It's huge. And so that's going to happen there. And the next one's there, Christmas at Candlelight. That's the Christmas candlelight. The White Oak campus, December 21st, 7 p.m., they rented out the McKeesport High School. Isn't that cool? I think that's so, so cool. That's really, really cool. I'm going to be there. I'm going to come to be a part of that. I'm so excited. And so that's there. And is there other candlelights right there? I don't have these lists. So just keep firing there. There we go. North Braddock, 6:30 on Christmas Eve, December 23rd. Then hit the next one, North Braddock. And then Murraysville, 6 and 7:30. And then Brighton Heights is 7. And those are all Christmas Eve, Invite as many people as you can. That's huge. Christmas Day. We're going to only have two worship experiences on Christmas Day. One at the North Braddock campus and one at the Brighton Heights campus. Just going to have two. So everybody wants to go on Christmas Day. We're going to have two worship times. One at 10 o'clock, one at 11 o'clock, one at Brighton Heights. And listen, this isn't a good opportunity. Well, I wish my church did that. Our church is doing that. It's just meeting somewhere different, okay? I'm serious. I'm being honest. That happens all the time. People say, well, I'd want our church to do it. Okay, our church does do that. I know you want it in this building, but our church is more than a building. We're doing it there. Right. No, I'm serious. This happens all the time. People even say to me, well, why don't we have a candlelight on Christmas Eve? I want it on Christmas Eve. And I'm going to tell you why we don't do that. We don't do it on Christmas Eve because we want it to be a family time. And there's a lot of people that serve, a lot of people that have to make that happen. We want to make time for your family. And I'm not saying this smart-alecky at all. I'm being honest with you. People have come to me and said, but it means so much to me to be at church on Christmas Eve. I said, I know that that's important to you. But I have a value that I want to love and protect our leaders and everybody serving. That's my value. And if you want to go to a Christmas candlelight, you're free. There's a lot of churches that have them. And you're okay to go to that. That's okay. And I say it very gently, very lovingly, because it's important to people. And I'm not trying to be mean. Is that okay? It's loving. But I want to protect you. One of the biggest complaints about leaders and churches is Christmas time is so busy we can't enjoy it. That's the biggest complaint with church staffs and leadership. And I'm doing everything I can to eliminate that. Y'all good? The next thing here, so those are those two. Then on New Year's Eve, we're going to get the whole church together. We're going to worship Jesus. We're going to have a worship time and a baptism. We're going to have water baptisms that night. So we're going to do that all at North Braddock at 6 p.m. Thank you for hosting that. And then the next day, on New Year's Day, we are having three of our locations. We'll be having worship experiences, Brighton Heights, Murraysville, White Oak, and North Braddock's free to go wherever. I mean, you don't have to go to White Oak. I don't know what. That wasn't supposed to be on there. I don't know why, how that happened. What's that? Yeah, they didn't tell White Oak that at all. So,
their church is meeting that day.
They're not meeting in North Braddock. They're meeting other places. That wasn't supposed to happen that way. But you can go wherever. That was not that at all. And so just get, you know, there's other locations you can be at because they're hosting that first day, so that's there. So, again, it's not at White Oak. It's wherever you'd like to go. And we're going to be having full kids ministry at two of our locations out of the three. It's going to be a great, great opportunity. Is that good? Okay, a couple other dates going forward here. Just dates into the next year. Dates here. Let's fire away. You can take a picture of this. I'm not going to read them all. We have Growth Track coming up. We have the Power Conference. We have Prayer and Fasting. Group kickoff on February 5th. Victory and Freedom, February 18th. Take a picture. Look at that. We have the EXO Marriage Conference coming up for marriages on March 11th. We're gonna help marriages. Actually, Matt Lair, that came before and ministered on marriages, helped us with marriage mentoring. He's going to be here in March. He'll be doing one of the sessions, helping us get better at helping marriages. And with that, I'm not going to, again, those are all the dates coming up. I think there's another one there too. Thanks so much. Extravaganza, April 1st, and that's going to be at all four locations for kids. Good Friday, we're going to be doing it at the North Braddock campus, 5 and 7. Growth Track is in May. Outdoor, all church at the amphitheater. Already got the date booked. It's going to happen there, and so we're real excited about that. And then Overflow Women's Event, it's going to be end of September, beginning of October. It's going to be on a Sunday evening. I'm tweaking that date a little bit. That's why I don't have one for you. But the ladies, not a Saturday morning, but it's going to be an evening. It's going to be at the White Oak campus. We're going to switch it up. And then guys, Band of Brothers, the network that we're a part of, the Network of Related Pastors, we're going to be hosting a Thursday night, all day Friday, half a day Saturday in November, 2nd through the 4th. And it's going to be a big deal. I'm excited about hosting this. There's going to be guys from dozens of other churches coming. We can only take 320. So you're going to have to get registered early. I'm expecting those to go. So we're going to have to get registered. But that's the Bob event that's coming up in November. Again, it's going to be Thursday night, all day Friday, half a day Saturday. And it's going to be a really, really big deal. We're expecting over 300 guys to get together to get equipped and trained. And we're going to do, I think, did y'all catch all those dates? Y'all good? Yeah. I think I caught everything. Did I get everything? Good deal. Hey, I'm gonna pray over the food, and we're gonna be able to partake together. On behalf of the campus pastors and the elders, they wanted to provide food as a way of say thank you today, a way to say thank you for being here, a way to get together. If you need to grab your box lunch and go, you can, or if you want to stay and be just hang out and be with everybody, please do. You're welcome to stay till tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And then we're going to put you serving on a team. And yeah, White Oaks meeting in Murraysville, oh, yes. Murraysville's meeting in Brighton Heights. Brighton Heights is meeting, yes. But we're all going to do that. And so I'm going to pray, and then I'll direct you on how to get your food. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for training us. Thank you for equipping us. Thank you for one another. God, I pray just again for an infilling of the Holy Spirit for every person here. Lord God, let this month of December be a time of souls. Souls, God, we pray for harvest. Let this be a time of harvest, God, for heaven and your kingdom. Lord God, thank you for that. And Lord God, just pray over a blessing on his food. Keep everybody safe as they depart from here today in Jesus' name. Amen.